You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. The Seattle band Queensryche released the multi-million-selling album Empire in August of 1990. The group's former vocalist, Jeff Tate, is currently celebrating that record on tour, performing the album in its entirety. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Tate and has more.
It's starting to hit me like a two-ton heavy thing.
There are a lot of references to social issues that were going on in the late 1980s and early 1990s, or at least were at the very forefront of the kind of national conversation, homelessness, the environment, things like that. It seems to me that as writers and as people, the five of you were really engaged with the world that you were living in.
Yeah, I think that's something that had always been sort of a trademark of the writing of Queensryche, looking at social issues and commenting and contemplating them, and then writing a song that sort of maybe helped explain the situation from another point of view. Empire had several songs like that, on the record, with a song like Resistance, which is about the climate change debate and the results of climate change, what it's been doing, to the civilized world. Homelessness, with Della Brown. Relationship songs that are kind of a classic writer's go-to, because you write what you know, and we're all in relationships to some extent. It was an album that I think really resonated with people, and they heard it, and the reason why it resonated was they heard so much of it. It became an album that had six singles on it, and it was played pretty continuously across radio stations in America and Europe, South America for a good couple years straight. Whenever I'm alone, I'm thinking
there's a part missing from my life. So Empire becomes this huge success, and that changes things for people. Suddenly, family members look at you a little bit differently, friends look at you a little bit differently, and the people in your band all start maybe looking at each other a little bit differently as well.
Because that album had so much publicity and we were on MTV every few minutes, we lost a bit of our anonymity, our ability to move through a city or a town or an area without being, noticed, and recognized. That kind of went by the wayside. And that's a big adjustment, to deal with on a personal level. With an album like Empire, it was hugely successful monetarily. And so now you're thrust into a whole different lifestyle, with different choices and more money than you've ever seen before. And how do you deal with all that? That's a whole nother, it's like going back to school and having to learn, business management and investment and all that kind of stuff. None of us had any kind of background in that. We all came from the music side only, So yeah, there's just a lot of different things to get used to. And some people get used to it and, learn how to ride the wave, and other people crash. And luckily we didn't crash. We kept going and doing what we did for many years. It was a 30-year endeavor with Queensryche. We went the distance, Not many bands can go that long. Hush now, don't you cry. Wipe away the tear drop from your eye. You're lying safe in bed. It was all a bad dream spinning.
Tricked you to feel the pain of someone.
someone close to you leaving the game of life. So here it is, another chance. Wide awake, you face the day, your dream is over. Or has it just begun?